Let's check sports in Major League Baseball last night. The Cardinals' 8-5 win over the Royals puts St. Louis in a second-place tie with the Brewers in the NL Central and keeps Kansas City four games back of the first-place Indians in the AL Central. The Royals were clinging to a 5-4 lead until Yadier Molina unloaded a grand slam in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jose Martinez also homered in the Redbirds' fifth consecutive win overall and their third straight against their Missouri counterparts. Now, the Cardinals have a friendly feline to thank for their rally against the Royals last night with the bases loaded and two outs in the sixth inning. The game was delayed for a few minutes when a small, feisty kitten sprinted onto the field at Busch Stadium. You can ask the grounds crew member about how feisty that kitten was. On the first pitch after play resumed, Yadier Molina hit that grand slam off of Peter Moylan that gave the Cards their 8-5 lead. Of course, the cat was instantly dubbed Rally Cat on Twitter. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, Colorado beat Cleveland in 12 innings, 3-2. It was Texas over the New York Mets, 5-1. Detroit beat Pittsburgh, 10-0. Minnesota shut out Milwaukee, 4-0. In the American League, Seattle topping Oakland, 6-3. The Angels beat Baltimore, 5-1. Yankees over Toronto, 11-5. Red Sox beat Tampa Bay, 8-2. The White Sox over Houston, 7-1. In National League play, it was San Francisco topping Chicago 3-1, Washington over Miami 10-1, Cincinnati beat San Diego 8-2, Philadelphia 3-2 over Atlanta, Dodgers 3-2 over Arizona. In Pacific Coast League play, Sacramento falling to Iowa 7-3, Memphis topping Omaha in 10 innings 3-2. In other baseball news, Michael Brantley's ankle injury has prompted the Indians to get a power-hitting outfielder. The Mets have shipped Jay Bruce to Cleveland for minor league pitcher Ryder Ryan. Bruce is hitting .256 with 29 home runs and 75 RBIs this season. The Indians aren't sure how long they'll be without Brantley, who was placed on the disabled list after injuring his right ankle while going after a fly ball Tuesday against the Rockies. Brantley initially feared he tore his Achilles, but an MRI revealed only a minor injury. A person familiar with the negotiation says a group led by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Konya Capital Investment Fund provider, a founder, Wayne Rothbaum, has halted its bid to buy the Miami Marlins. That person said Massachusetts businessman Tag Romney was part of the Bush-Rothbaum group before pulling out more than a month ago. The moves leave groups led by former New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter and by South Florida businessman Jorge Mas still in contention for that franchise. A scan showed no new damage to CC Sabathia's arthritic right knee, but the status of the New York Yankees left-hander for Sunday night's start against Boston remains unclear. Sabathia was forced from Tuesday's loss at Toronto after three innings and returned to New York to get that MRI. Braves rookie shortstop Johan Camargo was placed on the 10-day disabled list after suffering a bone bruise in his knee while jogging onto the field before Tuesday night's game. Rookie shortstop Dansby Swanson was recalled from AAA Gwinnett and was expected to start in tonight's game against the Phillies. The Twins have recalled first baseman Kenny Vargas from AAA Rochester to fill the roster spot created after starting pitcher Adalberto Mejia landed on the 10-day disabled list. Mejia left the game Tuesday in the fourth inning with upper arm pain. In football news, Joel Lanning is entering his fifth and final season at Iowa State, but every day offers a learning experience for the native of Ankeny. After starting 14 games at quarterback the last two seasons, Lanning was moved to defense during spring drills, and he entered fall camp as one of the Cyclones' starting linebackers.
This past spring, you know, I felt very confident. I started just, reacting instead of thinking. You know, I think these first few days I've been kind of thinking a little bit more than just reacting to what I'm seeing, but I'm sure as it comes, I'm just going to start slowly losing that and just reacting and having fun.
Lanning is actually enjoying the additional freedom that comes from playing linebacker.
When you play quarterback, I kind of feel like I'm just like stuck in a little area behind the backfield.
Yeah.
You know, you either hand it off or throw it.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, but when you're a linebacker, you're all over the place running around, having fun, hitting people, so it's a good time.
As Lanning gets more comfortable at his new position, he says the Cyclones are more comfortable entering their second season with Matt Campbell as their coach.
You know, we had a great summer, a great spring, great winter, all that stuff is just slowly going up now. We don't have to worry about who's going to play what and all that kind of stuff. You know, we already know, what the defense is, we already know what the offense is, we already know what special teams is. So now we just got to go out there and execute and perfect our craft as a team and, just taking the strides. And we're doing that every single day in practice.
Iowa State will open up their season September 2nd at home against Northern Iowa. Also in Big 12 Conference news, the favored Oklahoma Sooners would have to win a rematch game to claim their third straight Big 12 title. After a six-year hiatus, the Big 12 championship game is back this season. The top two teams in the standings will play again in the title game the first weekend in December. The league hopes renewing the title game will bolster its chances of getting a team in the college football playoff. From the Big Ten Conference, the defending Big Ten champion Penn State squad brings back a Heisman Trophy candidate at running back and a record-setting quarterback this season, but they still find themselves picked behind Ohio State in the Big Ten East. The Buckeyes are loaded and motivated to atone for an embarrassing finish to last season. Wisconsin is favored to win the West. Former Nebraska receiver Keyshawn Johnson Jr. will enter a pretrial diversion program on two misdemeanor marijuana charges. His case would be dismissed if he complies with terms of the program for 1 year. Johnson was ticketed in June after a campus resident director reported suspected drug use in a dormitory room. Well, the Atlanta Falcons have worked out an extension with Devontae Freeman that theoretically makes him the highest-paid running back in the league in terms of the overall package. The five-year, $41.25 million package includes a $15 million signing bonus and $22 million in guaranteed money. Freeman has run for 2,383 yards in 3 years with the Falcons, including 1,000-yard seasons in 2015 and last year. Also around the NFL, the Colts have released defensive tackle Kendall Langford after he failed a physical. Langford went on the physically unable to perform list as training camp opened with an injured knee. Coach Marvin Lewis was back with the Bengals Wednesday after missing a practice to have a knee problem checked. The 58-year-old Lewis had scans on a swollen knee Tuesday at the hospital and plans to coach the Bengals preseason opener Friday against Tampa Bay. The league has announced that it will begin hiring between 21 and 24 full-time officials from among the current roster of 124 for this season. The full-timers will be hired at each of the seven officiating positions and may serve on each of the 17 crews. They will work collaboratively with their assigned crews, the league officiating staff, and the NFL's football-related committees during the off-season. In basketball news, Kentucky, Syracuse, and the Big Ten recorded three of the top NCAA basketball attendance marks during the 2016-17 season. The Wildcats led the nation with an average attendance of 23,461. The Orange was the only team to top 400,000 in total attendance. The Big Ten bested all the conferences in men's basketball attendance for the 41st consecutive season, totaling more than 3 million total fans. Well, the Brooklyn Nets will travel to Mexico City in December for a couple of regular season games as part of the 25th anniversary of the first NBA game in Mexico. The league announced today that the Nets and Oklahoma City Thunder will play in Mexico City on December 7th. The Nets will play the Miami Heat on December 9th. Both those games will be in the same arena in Mexico. A Florida prosecutor says Tiger Woods has agreed to plead guilty to reckless driving and will enter a diversion program that will allow him to have his record wiped clean if he completes it. Woods was charged with driving under the influence in May when he was found asleep in his Mercedes-Benz, apparently under the influence of a prescription painkiller and sleeping medication. No alcohol was found in his system. Woods did not appear at the Palm Beach County Courthouse for his arraignment Wednesday. His attorney entered a not guilty plea to the DUI charge on Woods' behalf and then declined comment as he left the courthouse. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.